the plan.
Here we go, catching speed. Woo! There I am, flying from tree to tree up to 55 feet over the forest floor. I'm strapped in a harness under a pulley, and I'm trying out the region's newest zip line and aerial challenge course. It's at Northwest Trek Wildlife Park near Eatonville, Washington.
Put your feet up, Liz.
17-year-old Corey Evan and his younger sister started talking about a return visit as soon as they finished their first time through.
I'm really scared of heights. Like, I don't do roller coasters because I'm scared of heights, but I was able to do this, which is really big for me. It was a lot of fun.
Tacoma, Washington's public park district owns Northwest Trek. Business manager Donna Powell pitched the zipline construction to the Board of Commissioners.
We needed something that was going to set us apart from the other experiences around here. We also wanted to attract a different demographic.
Powell projects the zipline concession will boost attendance at the wildlife park by drawing in more teenagers, young adults, and people interested in more active pursuits.
We could do a mountain beaver exhibit, but I doubt that's going to increase our attendance by 5,000 people in a year.
But with the zipline course, Powell says park attendance and revenue has surged just as hoped. Things haven't gone quite so well for some other aspiring zipline operators. A former Washougal, Washington entrepreneur spent 5 days in jail for operating a zipline course in the Columbia Gorge without first obtaining the proper permits. That man has since relocated his business to Maui. This summer, intense community opposition derailed plans by a British company to string ziplines in a Seattle public park. Opponent Treely Tucker says the expensive attraction would have ruined a quiet retreat in the big city. The Seattle University professor says zipline expansion on public parkland bears watching.
In the regard of commercial use of open public spaces, I think there is a precedent or a wider principle at play here, which is a sense of some kind of moral violation by privatization of public parks.
Tucker quickly adds that she does think zipline development can be done right, given the right setting. More development is definitely on the way. Businessman Eric Marter estimates the number of zipline attractions in the Northwest states will double over the next year.
I think we're a little ways off a saturation point. I think it's going to be a while before we have so many of them out there.
Marter co-owns a Portland-based company called Synergo. It designs and builds commercial zip tours, among other things.
And I don't think there's anybody really pushing it. I think people are hearing about it. We don't do any marketing on it. People are calling us. We're not calling out to try and set these up, but a lot of people are interested. It doesn't cost that much to make them, comparatively speaking to an amusement park or even a Ferris wheel or something like that. And they're really fun.
And safe, according to Marter. He says he knows of no serious injuries on commercial zip tours in the Northwest. Currently, Washington and Idaho inspect zip lines for safety. Oregon, as yet, does not. I'm Tom Bonsi near Eatonville, Washington.